Welcome to the official podcast of Apostolic Lighthouse. We'd like to thank you for listening today. We pray this message blesses you and encourages you to see that God is working in your life. Enjoy the message.
Praise God. And like one preacher said, where Jesus is, anything can happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And Jesus is in the house every time we gather together. Praise God. Not only does he inhabit our praise, but he also, amen, is drawn to hunger. He's drawn to thirst, spiritually speaking. He's drawn to expectation. He's drawn to even to desperation. He's drawn to faith. Amen. Praise God. So every time we come in this place, let's come with a hunger. Let's come with an expectation. Let's come believing that something's going to happen every time we come. Somebody's going to get healed in their minds, in their bodies, in their hearts. Somebody's going to be filled. Somebody's going to be refilled. Somebody's going to get a revelation. Somebody's going to get an answer to prayer. Hallelujah. Nothing's impossible with God or those that believe in God. Amen, 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 amen. I want to read one passage from 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Amen. Special note of the last part of both of those verses. Verse 8, the last part said, make known his deeds among the peoples. And verse 9, talk of all his wondrous works. Praise God. And I want to preach on the subject, constant contact consciousness. Amen. You almost have to take a nap after saying that title. Or you could just say CCC, and that's easier to remember. But constant contact consciousness. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for what you're doing in this service. This service is far from over. We believe great things are yet to happen, Lord, before we leave this place. Have your way, Lord God, and let your word go forth and let it, amen, be a blessing to each and every one in this place. Help us to receive it, God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Constant contact consciousness. In his book, Let My People Grow, Tim Massengale, who for many years was a traveling church growth evangelist, did church growth seminars and for many years, and currently he is an instructor at Indiana Bible College. Amen. He wrote a book. It's a fictional book, but it's about biblical truths. And it was about a young pastor frustrated about why his church wasn't growing and what he could do about it and how he was praying, God, show me, God, show me. And then there was an old pastor who was semi-retired. His son was pastoring the church that he used to pastor, and he still went there and he still helped out, but he was retired and he was in kind of not good health. And God put this young pastor on this old pastor's heart. And this old pastor got in contact with him, asked him to come up, spend some days with him. And he wanted to share what God had put on his heart about how to do some different things in his church to see more growth, more people coming in, more people getting the Lord in their lives, and just great things. And one of the things that this older pastor shared with this younger pastor was this concept of constant contact consciousness. Amen. So what is constant contact consciousness? Well, it's constantly being conscious of the fact that every person, as a believer in God, as a Christian, as somebody who follows God, every person we come in contact with, amen, on a daily basis, is a soul that Jesus died for and God wants to save and wants to go to heaven. Amen. not just people, amen, not just our family, not looking at people like, yeah, those are our family, and these are our friends, and these are our neighbors, and these are our co-workers, and these are our classmates, and these are the people that we see at the grocery store and at the restaurant or at the bank or wherever you go. Amen. No, we're looking, amen, because we have something that God has given us, praise God, that he wants to give everybody. We don't have a corner on the market. God didn't just, amen, we're not just special to God, amen, and no one else is special to God, amen. He has died for everybody. Like my wife said, he loves everybody. He wants everybody to be saved. So it's a consciousness that I'm just not some, you know, average Joe or Josephine. Amen. Walking around, you know, doing my life and the, you know, like I have, you know, I'm just me and I have no impact on anything. What can I do? Oh, no, you're a child of God. You're carrying around something inside of you and all over you. Amen. That can make a difference in somebody's life. Praise God. God gave me this message like two or three weeks ago, and I wanted to preach it like sooner than now. But God said, no, you got to wait. Because something, you know, I felt like something was going to happen. Amen. And now it's fitting to preach it. Praise God. Because God is moving. God is doing things in this church that we have never even yet to see what he's going to do. Praise God. Of the amazing things. Amen. Praise God. So like they say, buckle up and get ready because God's going to do great things. Amen. But we have to have a consciousness when we are not only in the church building, but outside the church building. Amen. That God, amen, wants to use me and you to touch somebody's life. Amen. Praise God. We don't have to be a preacher. We don't have to go to Bible school. Amen. To be effective in ministering to somebody. Amen. Everybody that has God in their life can be a minister. Because a minister, the word minister just means servant. You're serving. Amen. You're trying to be a blessing. You're helping people. So constant contact consciousness is constantly being conscious of the fact that you and I are children of God and we have something in our lives that everybody in the world, everybody that lives on this planet, amen, needs, whether they realize it or not right now. They need it. Praise God. 2 Corinthians, Paul said in 4:18, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. So constant contact consciousness is having an eternity consciousness. Amen. Not just, okay, well, what's going on today? Yes, we have our things. We got to go to work. We got to go to school. We got to mow the yard. We got to, you know, do the laundry. We got to do this. We got to do that. Amen. Those are some of the temporary things. Amen. But we always are somewhere in our minds, praise God, that we are children of God. And God wants to use us at a moment's notice. Amen. Because we come in contact with people. You come in contact with people that I don't come in contact and vice versa. We all live in different worlds, in different communities, different cities, different areas, and we all impact, and we all have different circles of influence. We've got to, amen, to let the light shine, praise God, and be conscious that we can make a difference. Amen. So it's looking at life through God's eyes and seeing people as they don't just appear on the surface, like that person looks like a meanie, I'm not going to go over there. Or that person looks, okay, well, that person's doing some interesting things, and I'm not going to go over there. No, God's just saying, you know, that's a soul, and that's a soul, and that's a soul. We got to get past, yeah, maybe they're being a little jerky right now, or maybe they're being mean right now, but, you know, that's a soul in there, and that's a soul. And you know, I remember before I was living for God, amen, somebody probably said I was kind of crazy, and I was kind of jerky, and I was kind of mean. And thank God someone still came up to me and allowed the constant contact consciousness to kick in and tell me about Jesus. Praise God. Don't look at the outside. Let God show you the inside, amen, and what they need, praise God. Hallelujah. So not just looking at people on the surface, but as they really are, people who desperately need Jesus in their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. It's looking at lost souls in need of a Savior. So as believers and followers of Jesus, we don't just win souls from time to time. You know, if we go, maybe we go out, you know, knock doors sometimes, or, you know, we've done different things, you know, or you go on a little outreach or this or that. Amen. No, we are soul winners. Amen. We are soul winners. It's not just something we do. It's something we are because of who we are. Amen. We carry around a light. We carry around a power in us. Amen. Praise God. So it's not just what we do. It's who we are. We don't just turn this experience on and off like a light switch. Amen. This is a way of life. Amen. We don't just walk in the church doors, you know, and punch in on our time clock, you know, and okay, time to get our Christian coat on and, you know, let's get, well, woo, oh, hallelujah. Okay, hey, see y'all. You guys have a good day, you know, like we're leaving work or something. And then we go out there and act totally different. No, we are Christians in the house of God, in our house, at work, at school. We got to let the light shine. Praise God. Constant contact consciousness. Praise God. Amen. So this is something that should always be in the forefront of our hearts and minds as believers in God. 2 Corinthians 3:2, Paul said, "You are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men." Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. Now, God used to write on rocks and stones, but he doesn't do that anymore. You remember when Moses went up on the mountain the first time? He got the Ten Commandments, two tablets or tables of stone, five on each probably. Amen. And he came down, and God used to write on stone, but he said he's not doing that anymore. He's now writing on the fleshy tables of our hearts. Praise God. Amen. Now, an epistle is a letter. It's a written message. You know, the New Testament, you know, starting with Romans all the way through, you know, you get Romans, Galatians, you know, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, and all through there. Those are all epistles. Those are all letters written to established churches or to ministers in the case of Timothy or Titus. Amen. Those are all letters. They are written messages. Praise God. And so when Paul calls us epistles, he's calling us living letters. We're rocking around, amen, as not only light bulbs for Jesus, we are living letters for Jesus. Praise God. Well, if we're a living letter, what do you do with the letter? You read a letter. Amen. So people are reading us like a letter. They see, they are attracted by the light, and then they get a little closer and they read what God has put on our hearts. Amen. Constant contact consciousness. Amen. Praise God. We are mobile billboards for God. You know, you see, you know, these cars driving around with, like, you know, I don't know, maybe they get a little money to strap on this little sign, you know, about, you know, Shakey's Bunch of Lunch, or, you know, In-N-Out, or, you know, whatever. How come you're talking about only food just because it's almost lunchtime? Amen. But, you know, they're driving around because that's a mobile sign. It's not just a fixed sign, a billboard on the side of the road or the freeway. That thing's going all over the place. So it's really reaching a lot of people. You see those signs everywhere. Amen. And we, amen, are epistles known and read of all men. We are mobile billboards for Jesus. Praise God. And people are reading us like a book. Whether we realize it or not, they are. Amen. Wherever we go. Amen. Wherever we are. Praise God. Whatever we do, people are reading us. So what are you saying? Said, well, we just got to be ready. We got to be ready. Amen. Amen. Wherever we are, we got to be ready. God wants to use us. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we are the only Bible some people will ever read. Some people might never pick up a Bible, but they'll read a living letter because they work next to them in the office. Amen. They're in the same classroom at school. Praise God. They see him at the grocery store all the time. They see him at the park walking. Amen. Every time, the same time every morning, the same group of people are walking at the park. Amen. They'll see him over there. Praise God. A light and a living letter moving around town. Praise God. Very attractive. Praise God. Inquisitive situation where you're looking at that light and it attracts you to read. Praise God. And God is going to use us to bring people to the Lord. Praise God. He's going to bring, and the people are going to come and they're going to say, how come you're happy when you shouldn't be? How come you're smiling when you shouldn't be? Amen. How come you have peace? Amen. When things are going crazy in your life, and you can just tell them, you can say, read the letter. Read the letter. Praise God. Read what God has done to me. Praise the Lord. So we are the only Bible some people might ever read. Praise God. But hopefully if they see something in us, that they'll go on to read the Word of God and come to the house of God and get converted and be a part of this wonderful Constant Contact Consciousness group. Amen. They may never read about his mercy in the Bible, but they'll see his mercy written on our hearts. They may never read about his grace in the Bible, but they'll see his grace in our life. They may never read about his forgiveness in the Bible, but they'll see what his forgiveness has done for me and you. They may never read about his abundant blessings, but they'll see the hand of blessing on our life. Amen. Because you cannot hide the blessings of God. They may never read about the miracle working power and his healing virtue, and amen, but they'll see it. We're going to tell them. We'll show them the x-rays before and after. We'll show them the doctor's reports. We'll show them this. We'll show them that. We'll tell them, amen, God healed me. God healed me. The power of God. Amen. So having said all that, because we're the light and because he's written on our hearts and we're known and read of all men, amen, what are people reading when they read your life? It's important that they read the Lord, praise God. It's important that they see consistency between our lives and the Word of God, amen, our words and the Word of God, our actions and the Word of God, our mannerisms and the Word of God. Praise God, consistency. Amen. Praise God. So when they read our hearts and when they read our lives, is it blessing them? Is it captivating them? Is it a page turner that they can't put down? Amen. Is it leaving them hungry for more? That's what God's intending for us. Amen. That's why he called us the salt of the earth also, not only the light of the world. What does salt do? Many things. Amen. But what is the thing it does? It makes you thirsty. You know, too much salt on the French fries? Amen. I need an extra large drink, please. Praise God, because I got to quench that thirst. Amen. And so when people come in contact with us, they see the light. They read the words. Amen. They touch the salt comes in contact. They got to find, I got to find the living water. I got to find, amen, the water of life. I got to find God's water. Amen. Jesus said, amen, when you drink of the water I give you, you'll never thirst again. Praise the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Colossians 4:5 said, that's why if people are reading us like a book and they're seeing us because of the light, amen, sometimes they have a discriminating eye on us. Sometimes they're saying, okay, well, we'll see what they're all made of, you know, and whatever. You know, we're not perfect. Christians aren't perfect. I'm not standing up here and saying, you know, we got to, you know, no one's walking on water but Jesus, okay? He's the only one walking on water. He's the only one that was perfect. He's the only sinless human being that ever lived, not any of us. We're not going to be perfect until we get onto the other side. Amen. But for now, we got to just do our best. Amen. We just do our best. Praise God. Colossians 4:5 said, conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders. Who are outsiders? non-believers, making the most of the opportunities. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you should answer everyone. Ephesians 4:29, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those that hear them. Ephesians 2:10, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Amen. So we're trying to go about doing good. Amen. We're trying to go about and have encouraging words. Amen. And having actions that are consistent with our experience. Amen. That's founded in the Word of God. Amen. Galatians 6:10, so then, whenever you have an opportunity, let us do good to all people. Constant contact consciousness. We are witnesses of God and all He has done for us. Isaiah 43:10, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. We are His witnesses that He's God. He's the God that answers by fire. He's the God that answers prayer. He's the God that moves in Jesus' name. You're my witnesses. And see, folks, we're not hearsay witnesses. We're eyewitnesses. You know, a hearsay witness is, well, somebody told me that somebody told them, and somebody told them, and somebody told them, and somebody told them, and then like somebody's dog told that first person, and then they passed it all down to me. And by the time it got to me, the guy that caught, he actually caught a little minnow. And then by the time the story got to me, you know, he caught like, you know, a blue whale 100 feet long, and, you know, and he could hardly get it in the boat, and he took a big ride under the water and all this kind of stuff. Oh, no, it's not hearsay witnesses. Amen, because hearsay witnesses are not powerful witnesses. Amen. In fact, their testimony in courts of law, are not very compelling, and they don't carry a lot of weight. But when you have an eyewitness, I saw the accident, Your Honor. I saw the crime in progress. I saw the face of the person. I can identify them. Amen. And as a Christian, as a believer, amen, I saw, I felt, I know, I experienced. I saw what He did for my brother, my sister, my wife, my kids. I know He healed my body. I know He touched me. I know He saved me. I know He filled me with His Spirit. Amen. You can't take that away. Praise God. I'm an eyewitness. And eyewitness testimony is powerful. Eyewitness testimony, amen, goes a long way. Got a lot of weight. Got a lot of credibility. We are eyewitnesses of His forgiveness, His grace, His mercy, and His life-changing power. 2 Peter 1:16, Peter said, for we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Now, he was speaking as an apostle. He walked with Jesus. He saw things. Amen. He did great works that Jesus allowed him to do through His Spirit and His name. Amen. So he said, we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Acts 22:15. When God saved Apostle Paul, and Paul gave his testimony many times, he was saying what God had told him when he first saved him. He said, for you will be His witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. That's what one person told Paul. He said, God's going to save you. You're going to get on God's team now. And with all that zeal and everything you had, that you were fighting the church and you were hurting the church, now you're going to be on the side of the church. Amen. And you are going to, amen, be His witness to all men of what you've seen and heard. Praise God. And that's why, folks, we need to have a walk with God so we'll see some things and we'll hear some things and we'll experience experienced some things, so we won't be a hearsay witness. Oh, yeah, I heard my friend tell me his church service was powerful. Let me tell you what he said. Oh, no, I'm going to tell you what I saw. I'm going to tell you what I felt. I'm going to tell you what I experienced. I got to see some more things. I want to hear some more things. I want to be able to tell you firsthand experience. God is great and greatly to be praised. Woo! Hallelujah! 1 John 1, verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, John said, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, which our hands have handled of the word of life. He said, we touched Jesus. He said, we were there. Amen. We saw it. Amen. We looked upon it. Our hands have handled the word of life, for the life was manifested. Verse 2, we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. Constant contact consciousness. I have something to say. I have something to share. I have something to be a blessing to others. Amen. I have something. So as witnesses, we give and share our testimony with others. Our testimony is one of the most powerful things we possess. Somebody might say, well, I don't believe the Bible, whatever. Well, let me tell you my testimony. Well, is it about the Bible? No, it's about my life. Let me tell you what my testimony is. Let's put the Bible aside for a second. I'm going to tell you what God did for me. See, they're going to have a hard time arguing with that. They can say all they want about the Bible sometimes. Amen. And just dismiss it out of hand, which is not a good thing to do. Amen. But when I give you my testimony, and I tell you, I'm going to give you dates, and I'm going to give you times, and I'm going to give you what happened, praise God. And then you can choose not to believe it, but I'm going to be passionate about it, and you're going to walk away and go, well, I don't know. He looks like he believes it, so maybe it happened. We better check this out. Amen. Apostle Paul, he shared his testimony every chance he got. You read the book of Acts, he was saved in chapter 9, and then he was called on the carpet like several times. He stood between, before kings and before magistrates, Felix and Festus and King Agrippa and all these people, and he ended up in Rome, and he just gave his testimony. Let me tell you what happened to me. Amen. I was on my way to get some more Christians and put them in chains and put them in prison and even rough them up a little bit and get them discouraged. And I was on my way. I was even going out of Israel. I was going to Syria. I was going to Damascus to do it. I was reaching out, and I was really going to squash this Christianity stuff. And then at midday, in the middle of the day, there was a light brighter than the sun, he said, and it knocked me to the ground, and a voice said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Amen. It's hard to kick against what God is doing. Amen. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you persecute. And now you're going to change your tune, bud. And he struck him with blindness, and he had to be taken by hand into the city. And God told one of his other believers, who thankfully was in constant contact consciousness mode, because he was, I'm over here playing miniature golf. I don't got time to be going over and talking to this Saul guy. He might hurt me, because I already hurt Christians, you know. I got to finish my golf game here. I need you to go over there and talk to him, because he's ready. Amen. And you're going to baptize him. He's going to receive the Holy Ghost, and he is going to be mightily used by God. Oh, hallelujah. So Paul gave his testimony everywhere. So what are you going to do with that testimony? Amen. What are you going to do? He gave it. Amen. It was powerful. Amen. And it got to the place when he said that in front of King Agrippa. Agrippa said, almost you persuade me to be a Christian. Man, you almost got me, Paul. Man, whoa, your testimony. Wow, I was feeling goosebumps or something. Amen. But you know, almost doesn't cut it, because you can't almost go to heaven. Amen. Praise God. You got to go all the way. Oh, hallelujah. So we need, like Apostle Paul, as God makes the opportunity, frequently share our testimony as well. Because like Jessica preached a few Sundays ago about ambassador. Amen. We are ambassadors. We are born again of water and spirit. And when we do that, we enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. And that's not heaven. That's the kingdom of God on earth, which is his church. Amen. And we become an ambassador to the world on behalf of heaven. Amen. With our outpost in the on the earth, which is the church. Amen. And we go out there, praise God, and we talk different, and sometimes we look different because we have the light and we got some words written on us. Amen. And we're smiling when no one's supposed to be smiling, and we're having peace when no one's supposed to be having peace, and it's making people notice something, praise God. And we just need to be what Jesus wants us to be, and God is going to help us to have constant contact consciousness. Amen. So he gave us the great commission to go and to preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. And go and tell people about this good news. Amen. And so that commission is our mission. And since we have a mission, we are really all missionaries. We're missionaries to our families. We're missionaries to our classmates. We're missionaries to our coworkers. We're missionaries to our neighbors. Everywhere we go, we're missionaries. Amen. Praise God. So what are you saying? We can't have fun. We can't no. Same as live your life for the Lord. Amen. There's been times I've went to a restaurant, sat down. Maybe I was tired and, just want to eat or whatever, but constant contact consciousness. I can't just be a hermit in a restaurant. I don't want nothing. No, especially the pastor. Come on now. No, I gotta have my antennas up just in case. Amen. Because some servers, it could be ready. It could be ready to read. It could be ready to see the light. It could be ready, praise God. Amen. And my wife and I, my family, over a period of time, we've talked to many servers. We've talked to many situations, whatever. Amen. Conversing with people, being very nice with people. Amen. Because, we're not seeing them as this, hey, you're my waitstaff. Come on, get over here. Wait on me, hand and foot, or whatever. And so I can, chintz you out of no tip, even after I made 50 special orders. Amen. And made you run around, going crazy. Oh, no. Amen. Christians ought to be the best people in restaurants. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if you feel like you want to go eat and you're a Christian, amen, you got to let constant contact consciousness tell you, amen, that if you don't have enough money for the tip, that you're not going to sit down. Amen. You're going to go to fast food. Amen. No tip. Praise God. You're going to go through the drive-thru, or you're going to go inside, in and out, get you some extra ketchup and some peppers, and you're going to sit down, and you don't have to tip anybody, praise God, because constant contact consciousness says, I'm not going to be a bad witness, amen, I'm going to do what I can, praise God, wherever I am, so that I don't put a bad name on Jesus or his church. Woo, praise the Lord. So now I'm really preaching. All right. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So serving and walking with God is not really a private matter. Yes, we have private devotion. We have our private prayer time and all that. It's a public matter because we're shining bright. We're the salt of the earth. Amen. We are epistles known and read of all men. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. So don't hide your light. Don't keep your secret. Amen. Keep secret what God has done for you. Amen. And is doing in your life. Amen. Tell someone about it. Amen. That's why I like new convert zeal. Amen. Like Gilbert's got new convert zeal. Amen. Nadia received the Holy Ghost last Sunday, and she's worshiping. She's a different person today. Amen. Amen. Melanie received it on Easter Sunday. Praise God. I'm telling you, when we all get closer to God, we're different people. Praise God. We're not going to hide it. Amen. Praise God. Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, unto Jew first and also to the Greek. So this is what I'm going to say. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine. I'm not going to hide it. I'm going to let it shine. Praise God, praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Philippians 2:14 said, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Amen. Where does my light come from? Jesus? The Holy Ghost? John 8:12, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. 1 Peter 2:9, you are his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. God loves everybody. He died for everybody. But those that answer the call, those that are born again, amen, those are his special people, and he gives them special things. Amen. Not just to bless themselves, but to be a blessing to others. Constant contact consciousness. Making a contact with somebody doesn't mean we're pushy, we're judgmental, or even irritating. What it is being open, being ready, amen, for the doors to open. If God puts someone on your heart, you feel like you need to, you know, go share something with somebody, you know, you just be sensitive about things. Amen. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. Praise God. God helps you. It means we're sensitive to the opportunities that come our way from the Lord. It means we're led to the doors that God opens for us to speak, amen, and to minister to others about Jesus. Amen. It means that we're ready to be a witness and share our testimony and experience with God and even share biblical truths with people. And that's why we need to read our Bible and come to church and hear the word, so we get some of those principles and even specific verses in our hearts and minds, or we can turn to them quickly in our Bibles and share them along with our testimony. Amen. So being constant contact consciousness. Amen. Tongue twister. Praise God. It's not just only inviting someone to church. That's good, you know, to invite them to church. That's wonderful. But you know what is even better? Is giving them a reason why they should come to church. Praise God. Because of your testimony, because of your life, because how you react to what they're doing to you or saying or whatever. Amen. Because of the light they see, the salt you have on you from the Lord. Amen. The words that God's written on your letter, on your heart. Amen. And some of those things happen. Sometimes you need to befriend some people before, you know, you invite them to church. Sometimes, you know, just cold turkey, they might not accept an invitation from a total stranger. They might not. Amen. But you know what? If there's something about you, if there's something, and especially if somebody asks something of you, then that's different. Oh, you asked me? How much time you got? I'm going to tell you. 1 Peter 3:15, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. So don't get the family Bible off the coffee table, the one that weighs 100 pounds, it's about 6 inches thick, and go around and go, here's the word of God, whether you want it or not. Boom! No, that's not gentleness and respect. Amen. Praise God. Be sensitive to the Lord.
Yes.
And if somebody, be ready, because if someone asks you why you have hope in a hopeless world, in a hopeless situation, then you can tell them and say, by the way, I'd love to invite you to church. That'd be a perfect ending on that one. Amen. Praise God. Would you stand with me? 1 Chronicles 16:8 that I opened with. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people.
Jesus.
Amen. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Make known his deeds among the people, talk of all his wondrous works. Constant contact consciousness. Or if you just want to remember, CCC. Okay, CCC. Amen. I'm out here. I'm just going around about my business, but wow, who does God want me to talk to? Lord, let me be ready. And being ready is, you know, giving some prayer every day to the Lord. Being ready is getting the word every day. You know, be ready. You know, prepare yourself. Come to church. Amen. Be ready. Hallelujah. And you know, God, even though you say, well, I don't know, I didn't go to Bible school, or I didn't study to be a minister, you don't have to. God will give you the words to say. Yes. Amen. He'll give you what you heard in church. It'll come back to you, and you can share it. What you read the other day in the Bible, God will bring it back to your memory, and you can share it, praise God. And you can always share your testimony, because you'll never forget your testimony. Amen. You recently that's been filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll never forget the day you got it and where you were. Amen. I can tell you right now, September 6th, 1982. Amen. On the corner of Woodruff and Alondra. Amen. The two altars, the one on the right, I was about 3 feet over. Right there. Amen. And I, after 2 weeks of asking God to give me the Holy Ghost in revival, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then do it all again the next week, we went to church back in the 80s, and the old people back then said, oh, you guys are weak. We went 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. Amen. But let me tell you something. After praying Wednesday through Sunday, two services on Sunday for 2 weeks, I didn't get the Holy Ghost. And everybody was getting it around me, my family and everybody. Amen. And then on a Monday night, after revival was over, the evangelist stayed over, and it was a back-to-school rally. Amen. Just a back-to-school rally. Praise God, Gilbert. Amen. Just on my way to work in the car after I'd been seeking God for a while. Praise God. And I went to that altar after 2 weeks, but on that night, something happened. Praise God. Monday, September 6, 1982, I got the Holy Ghost. I'll never forget, and I can share my testimony. You can share your testimony. You have something to say. You have something to say. Amen. And the Bible said not just ministers can pray with people. Amen. But believers. You read Mark chapter 16. It said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Not just have a minister's license. These signs that follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In my name they shall drink any deadly thing and it shall not hurt them. Take up serpents and it not hurt them. Amen. They shall speak with new tongues. Woo! Praise the Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Constant contact consciousness. Praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God is doing wonderful things. And we're not going to let it end. We're not going to let it end. I say we're not going to. We have something to do with it. We have everything to do with it. Amen. If we want revival to continue, it's going to continue. Amen. Because God will go where people are hungry. God will show up where people are reaching. Where people are reaching. Where people are calling on his name. Where people are interested and people are really seeking. Praise God. Praise God. God is so good, isn't he?
What an incredible message. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast, and may God bless you.